Hello, and welcome to the Short Story Cast. I'm your host, James Winterbottom. The Short Story Cast is exactly what it sounds like, a podcast with short stories in it. Each episode will feature a couple of short stories from a wide variety of styles and genres. To start with, it'll be stories written by me, but as we progress, I hope to feature guest authors reading their stories out. This episode features two stories. The first is about a superhero having to visit the job centre after having his superpowers removed. The second is a speech delivered at a tech conference with a somewhat reluctant startup founder. I hope you enjoy the show. I'd love to hear what you think about it. You can get in touch with us by emailing contact@theshortstorycast.com or using all the usual social media places, which you can find links to on theshortstorycast.com. So here's our first story. It's called No More Heroes. So, could you tell me why you're currently applying for an employment benefit, please, Mr. Magnificent? He didn't know. How could he not know who I am? I've saved his miserable little life at least a dozen times, him and every other ungrateful son of a bitch in this city. I'm currently out of work. I'm seeking employment, I replied, keeping my tone even and calm. I've faced down gangs of armed drug dealers on street corners, so I wasn't going to lose my cool over this.
Yes, that's not quite what I was, driving at,
he replied with a sickening smile, barely able to pull his face away from his screen.
The forms, you see, he continued, pointing at his screen. Let's put it this way. What was your previous employment?
I exhaled. I was a superhero. My name is Vincent Magnificent, but most people know me as Captain Magnificent. I voluntarily surrendered my powers, in line with new legislation, so now need to find alternative employment. I could feel my neck muscles straining as I said the words. When I had my powers, I could have zapped the guy with a rod of lightning. I remember my therapist Melissa's words and took a deep breath. My new superpower is a calm, clear, and present state of mind.
Right,
he said, tapping away on his keyboard like I just told him I got fired from my job at a pizza parlour. I've had the surgery to get rid of my superpowers, and I've completed the rehab program for reformed superheroes. Now I'm ready to start working again. I told him. I'd rehearsed those words in the mirror, but they still stuck in my throat as I said them.
So who was your actual employer during this time as a superhero?
He said, fiddling with his tie. It wasn't going how I'd hoped it would. Forms, official done, offices. That's exactly the kind of thing I wanted to avoid when I became a superhero. Obviously having super strength and being able to throw lightning bolts helped, but it was mostly a career I chose to get out of having a proper job.
So I'll just put you down as a freelance vigilante on the system,
he said with a thin smile. I felt myself getting increasingly angry with the guy behind the desk. If I'd had my powers, there would have been electric sparks coming out of my clenched fists. Instead, there was just a scrunched up piece of paper. This is for you, I told the guy, trying to smooth out the crumples from the letter as I slid it across to him. He took it and gave it a sceptical look.
I see. The government can confirm you're no longer a threat to society. This helps, but I must say, some employers are still going to be reluctant to...
He ran out of steam when he couldn't find the words. Okay, I get it. Nobody wants me. He told me that he had to carry out a work assessment on me, and that any money I was entitled to would depend on my full cooperation. I wanted to cry. There was a time when people would stop me on the street to shake my hand, tell me how much safer they felt with me protecting the city. Superheroes were on the same level as pop stars and footballers, but the minority always spoils it for the rest of us. Melissa told me in our last session that I need to let go of the past anger and accept the new reality, but she hasn't gone from being a rock star to a bum overnight. I did my breathing exercises and tried to answer all the questions in the work assessment.
Qualifications?
None.
Work experience?
None.
Achievements?
I've saved the Earth from certain destruction on 3 separate occasions.
Was that using your superpowers?
Yeah.
We can't include that. Anything else?
I was the runner-up in the school 100-meter dash.
Okay, Mr. Magnificent. I see we're going to need to look at this from a slightly different perspective. What kind of work would you like to do?
Finally, we were getting somewhere. I've thought about it, and I think I could be a pretty good superhero without the powers. I can still patrol the streets, help people, stop trouble, still wear my uniform. How does that sound? His face dropped. He leaned forward like he was going to tell me a secret. But instead, he said that I was going to have to be a bit more realistic. Given my profile, a public-facing job might not be in my best interests. I told him that I've got an impeccable public service record and have no connections with the troublemakers that led to the new legislation. It wasn't fair that we all got lumped together. Well, that's not something I want to get into here. So let's just stick to the job search questions. I wanted to tell him that the new laws were a huge overreaction, that Evil Incorporated used their huge influence to lobby government to make the change, that despite presenting themselves as a reformed organisation, Evil Incorporated are still very much an evil company. It's in the freaking name. I wanted to tell him all those things, but I didn't. The argument's already been lost. The government has issued the law and made it clear that superheroes are no longer to be trusted with powers. It was hard not to feel bitter. The public love Evil Incorporated with their glossy adverts and fear anyone with superpowers. We just didn't have the same kind of PR power they did. And we were made out to be the bad guys. Everything in society, and I mean everything, is controlled by the people with the best PR. Have you got any sensible suggestions about jobs you might be suitable for, Mr. Magnificent? He said with a tightness entering his voice. I listed all the jobs I could think of, and was met with a tight-lipped shake of the head every time. Anything that involves being in front of people isn't going to work, and I've got so few skills, there aren't many options. At least that's what I'm told. He started clicking away again. Time passed slowly. It must have been 5 minutes with him staring at the computer. I wondered if our meeting had ended and he just hadn't told me. I was just about to get up and leave when he turned back to me. I've got it. It wasn't easy, but I found the perfect role for you. They've got vacancies, and if you pass the interview, you'll be able to start within a month. I asked which company it was with. They're a hugely successful international employer that's recently experienced huge growth. The role I'm putting you forward for is one that draws on your past experiences, and they're very open about employing people with past criminal activity. I'm not a criminal. Sorry, I know. But they're very open-minded, that's the thing. There's plenty of overtime. You'll be working outdoors some of the time, too. Your duties will involve patrolling a designated area, protecting high-value assets, surveillance, mindlessly obeying orders, and additional tasks as required. Sounds perfect. Shall I put you forward for it? He asked. His words came out so fast I could barely take it all in. Is it security or something? Well, of a sort. Yes, but maybe a little bit more than that too. There's a real opportunity to use your initiative and help the company reach its goals. I think it'll be right up your street. I asked for the company name again. They really are one of the top employers around. They've had some negative press in the past, but since recent regulatory changes, they've had a complete change. In fact, they're shortly going to be rebranding. Evil Incorporated is just too many negative connotations and links to some of their last palatable business ventures in the past. I spent most of my time as a superhero fighting Evil Incorporated. That's the beauty of this opportunity. You already know the company inside out, and you have an understanding of the corporate culture. They've taken on several reformed superheroes too, so you've got a good chance. Did I tell you about the benefits package? I felt sick. Could this really be happening? I tried to remind myself about my calm state of mind, but I wanted to smash the desk in front of me. Every muscle in my body was tense. The great news about this role is that you'll be working closely with the CEO, Godfrey Evil. Technically the job title is henchman, but I've been told it's more like executive assistant. The previous employee in that position had an unfortunate incident with a piranha tank, but there's a full health and safety course, so you've got nothing to worry about. How about the fact Godfrey Evil has tried to kill me several times? Might that count against me? Oh no, it's all water under the bridge now you've had your powers removed. There's an interview slot on Thursday morning. Shall I book you in? I nodded my head. What else could I do? A job's a job after all. That was No More Heroes by me, James Winterbottom. After I'd written the story, I started to wonder how awkward that job interview was going to be between the evil villain and the defeated superhero. I've not written it yet, but it's possible that interview may pop up in a future episode. Now it's time for the second story, Dominating the Digital Space, again by me, James Winterbottom. Firstly, I'd like to say what an honour it is to be on the stage at the Crushing It Tech Conference. It's great to see the dozens of people turn out for such an amazing event. I'll start my talk here. I used to be like you guys. Then, I became an online success story. My wife and I forged a business that formed part of the nexus of Leeds Digital Networking CloudMind.
Today, I'm going to share with you the secrets of digital success and tell you how easy it is to become a winner. The secret can be broken down into three steps. Shit. Bear with me, I've got it here. The first step to online mastery is confidence. That's it. You've got to be confident. Shit, hell. It's hot in here. Don't pay attention to these bits. Sandra wants me to display my thought leadership with this speech. I asked if I could just use my normal voice, but she said I sound like a pig farmer or something. I've got to be a digital guru, whatever one of those is. Anyway, pretend you've not heard this bit. Dominating the digital space is about projecting confidence. When you can show you believe in yourself, others will believe in you too. Public speaking is... I'll get it in a minute. It's a way to show your... She's not here yet. My wife, that is. I'll have her sit down if you don't mind. Don't mention this if she asks, though. I get enough grief as it is. Not to mention all this guff you have to regurgitate, all for your benefit. Wait a sec. What is the digital space, anyway? Even if I knew what it was, why do you want me to dominate it? Can't we just leave it as it is? Don't look at me for answers. Sandra's had me in front of the mirror this last week doing all this rehearsal gibberish. It was her idea to start the agency. I told her I wasn't cut out for digital marketing, but she said if I wasn't cut out for this, then I wasn't cut out for her either. So, here we are. We used to work for the council, but then she got into these TED Talks, and then it was never enough for her. She'd say, do you want to spend the rest of your life in that miserable little cubicle, or do you want to be your own startup? I didn't have the heart to tell that I quite liked my miserable little cubicle. Nobody ever forced me to get a trendy haircut when I was in my miserable little cubicle. You need a kick up the arse, Wayne, and I'm going to give it to you, she told me one Thursday, about a year ago. She forged my signature and sent in a resignation letter. Put it in my boss's pigeonhole for her to find the next day. Crap, I've gone completely off track. The second step to digital confidence is... success. Yes, that's when you need to be a digital success. Oh, that's not right. You see, it makes a kind of sense when Sandra does this. But when I try, it comes out all wrong. She said I was an ambition vacuum. Not that I don't have any ambition myself, though that is true. But I also suck the ambition out of her as well. I don't know. It's just, I thought we were fine as we were, and she made us pack in work, start this digital agency. Neither of us really knew anything about it, but she said she'd listened to a podcast, and it said you only needed an idea. Only little people worry about the little details, she said. I'd say starting a business in something you know nothing about is more than a little detail, but what do I know? Sandra said that my negativity was causing a drain on the business, and I should think like a winner, and then I might become one. I said it was a complete lack of clients that was the biggest drain on the business. She made me regret that comment, though. She made me her first client, and that's why you see me looking like I do before you today. I've been rebranded. New hair, new clothes, new voice, new me. It's the same old me, with a lick of paint. She said she'll leave me if I don't show signs of improvement, so I put on this performance, but it's not me. I hoped it would all blow over, but she's as keen as ever. The public speaking engagement is the latest scheme of hers to drum up some business. Actually, she'll be here soon, so better ask you. Anyone need a bit of digital consultancy work doing? Don't ask me what it means, but I expect it'll involve using one of those computers she ordered. We've still got them in the boxes in the conservatory. But we can start using them if we get a client. Anyone? Well, can you tell her I asked? I've done what I said I would. Ah, what's the use? You've been very patient with me, but I'm sure you've got better things to do. I didn't dream of becoming a digital marketing guru. Good job, I suppose. I wanted to be a dancer. When I was in my teens, I'd be down Majestics every weekend and be bopping away. That's where I met Sandra 15 years ago. I'd gone to the bar for a drink of water, then she threw a pint over the chap stood next to me, turned to me, and stuck a tongue down my throat. Her boyfriend, I should say ex-boyfriend, didn't take kindly to this and punched me on the nose. I suppose I should have seen that as some kind of warning, but I didn't. Ever since, she's been getting me into uncomfortable situations. I could do a dance for you now if you like. What have I become? A fucking joke. She's coming. If she asks, tell her that a scarecrow of a husband, me, has left you inspired. No. Tell her that I've delivered optimal content and you're keen to excel in the digital playground. She'll like that. But don't tell her about... Oh, she's here. So it's my suggestion that we can deliver immeasurable benefits in a measurable way by redefining the boundaries of our own limitations and surpassing what any of us could reasonably hope for. I leave you with a Latin quote, which I believe sums up my little talk. Dixi et animam levavi. I have spoken and relieved my soul.
That story is based on a one-act play by Anton Chekhov called On the Harmful Effects of Tobacco. I hope you enjoyed it. If you're curious about the original Chekhov play, there's a link to the transcript and a YouTube performance in the show notes. Go to shortstorycast.com to get those. Thank you for listening to the podcast. As this is the first episode, it'd be really great to hear any feedback, good or bad. I'm hoping to get some new episodes put together very soon, so I'd love to hear some ideas on how to improve. If you've enjoyed listening, then I'd be hugely grateful if you could leave a nice review on the place you get your podcasts. Getting a few reviews will make a huge difference to getting this podcast noticed, which would be really great. Also, if you're a writer or a voice artist and you'd like to contribute, then I'd be really interested in hearing from you. Go to theshortstorycast.com/contribute and you'll find out more about how you can get your voice or story heard on a future episode. If you haven't got time to leave a review or contribute, then why not just say hello? The email address is contact@theshortstorycast.com or find us on Facebook, Twitter and Google+ by searching Short Storycast. Finally, I'd like to thank Nikolai Heidlas for providing background music and New Design Games for sponsoring the episode. I'd also like to say thanks to Ian Robinson from freedompodcasting.com for his course on podcast production, which I used to produce this podcast. There's a link to his course in the show notes if you're interested in making a podcast. I'd really recommend it. The plan at the moment is to make new episodes every 2 weeks, so please subscribe so you can get the next episode. Thanks for listening. I've been James Winterbottom, and this has been the Short Story Cast. Goodbye.